every group has someone who insists on doing things the hard way. That friend still paying for a subscription they forgot they had. That one refusing to update their phone because it still works. And now that one who somehow still overpaying for wireless in 2026. Mint Mobile is here to help you with that last one. Stop paying way too much for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Same coverage, same speed, just without the inflated price tag. The premium wireless you expected. Unlimited talk, text, and data, but at a fraction of what others charge. And for a limited time, get 50% off 3, 6, or 12 month plans of unlimited premium wireless. Bring your own phone and number, activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassle. With a 7-day money-back guarantee and customer satisfaction ratings in the mid-90s, Mint makes it easy to try it and see why people don't go back. I have used it. You should too. You'll love it. The service works amazing. Ready to stop paying more than you have to? New customers can make the switch today, and for a limited time, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 per month. Switch now at mintmobile.com/SK. That's mintmobile.com/SK. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for a 12-month plan required. $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Over 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh,
beep, 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 beep.
Oh, 20
Okay, we'll add it in. I'll do the pre-roll. Just remind, I'm doing all the other ads, but I'm going to do the pre-roll at the end.
Copy you.
Copy you, copy you. Welcome to Here's the Thing. A lot of stuff to talk about.
But church announcement.
There we go.
Angel's going to be on tour in the month of June. Is this going to cause an argument too? We'll be coming to LA, Chicago, Atlanta, Philly, and Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You can check out the links in my bio. You can come over to my Patreon, wherever the hell you know where I'm at. You're going to find the links. Buy your tickets. We want to see you.
How many shows? How many cities total?
We're just doing 5 this year. Just we did 10 the last time, but 5 this year. But the venues are a little bit bigger. So buy your tickets.
Get your gas. Drive your car.
Come on. In the month of June. Come see me. Okay.
Amen. All right. A lot of stuff to cover. The number one thing that was placed in the Patreon, Marvin Sapp's wife and their helicopter. If you have not seen this or heard this,
pull it up.
Let me play it for you.
Turn the phone. I can see.
Compete with you. So, Bishop, thank you so much for taking all of me, all that came with me. Ministry, goofy, loud, happy, loving. I appreciate you. Despite what the haters on the internet say about you, you are an integral man. You don't take or rob the church. The church didn't pay for the wedding. Y'all stop lying. God's been good to me. Y'all stop that. Y'all stop the devil. You are defeated.
Yeah.
Ten, saying all these lies about the man of God. I bought the helicopter. He didn't buy the helicopter. Let's make that straight while we screaming. Y'all stop lying. Stop it. Everybody not broke. And everybody don't need the church's money. So, Pat, God's been good, y'all. I just don't look good. But I have surrendered my life to God. And he's blessed me with multiple streams of income as well as the bishop. He has multiple streams of income outside the church. When he wasn't getting paid here, God still blessed him. God still blessed. So y'all go and record and tell that.
Tell that, nigga.
I tell Bishop all the time, I told God a long time ago, I'm not gonna serve you and your people and I'm broke. I look like brokenness. So how can I be a living witness to you all that God is healer? Okay.
All right. Angel, we have not had a chance to debrief on this. I would love your thoughts.
I don't think I would have known about the helicopter had she not mentioned the helicopter.
That was, I said, I'd need to find the wedding.
And I want to know how much helicopters cost.
They're not cheap.
I wouldn't think so. If my Cadillac, I feel is expensive, I'm pretty sure helicopter going to be more because the Cadillac got to stay in traffic. The helicopter could just go, I get out of there. You know, I understand that pastors and pastors' wives are humans too, but I would love for us to get in an era where they don't address social media.
That was on Easter Sunday?
That was on Easter Sunday.
Oh, because he got up in the helicopter. He wasn't up. Needed. Ha ha ha.
Said, got up off that grave. Did you see that Jesus that, did you show me that?
The crane.
The Jesus on the crane that just kept going higher. Like in the sky.
South Korea.
He got up on a helicopter.
Yeah.
Do they own a helicopter? Is it part of the wedding? I don't know what happened. I just found out they got married not too long ago. I didn't see the wedding though.
I saw pictures of them. And I didn't even know. You remember, because we talked about it, I said they have a type. They like really gorgeous light skinned women. They be baddies. They're usually just really light at the same time. So I don't think I would have known about the helicopter, but I do want us to get back to a place. It'd be nice if they didn't address social media, but I also understand.
I got to address.
You work in it. You see what I'm saying? You work in
that
the social.
That makes
Aaron
feel weird, don't it? Big Irish J did that to me one time. It ruined my day.
It felt like you just put like a coat on my hand. I don't want it. But I do understand they're human. So I'm not trying to be like, you a pastor, you shouldn't. But it would be nice if they could just put that in, fire that off in the group chat.
Go ahead.
And then, because then what happens is, people like me who knew nothing about helicopter. Yes.
Helicopter I'm like, gate.
Yeah, and now I'm like, no, what helicopter? What?
What I missed?
What happened?
So now you researching.
Yeah. But I do understand when you keep hearing people talk, it's very hard to just be like, I'm just going to take this and I'm not going to say nothing. But I wish they could.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it would be actually even more helpful to them if they could.
1,000. 1,000%.
The helicopter was a rental for the wedding.
Well, I assume that.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't assume
that. I mean, because she was talking about the wedding.
I thought they owned a helicopter. And I was like, okay, shorty making a lot of bread. Good for her.
Do you know much about her? Like,
no, I just only saw pictures after he, when you said Sap got married. And I was like, oh.
Oh, you old angel. Wow. We, first of all, calling people by their last name. That's old. Yeah. You know what's funny? Can I take a quick aside? When I was a small child, my grandma and her friends after church would just go and eat and talk. And then they would eat dinner. And we'd eat dinner with them. Then they would order pie and coffee and then just talk and talk and talk and talk. And when I was a kid, I thought that was the worst thing ever. Now?
That sounds like a time.
Oh. Yeah. You know how many times me, Angel, or me and Tab, or me and Liz, or me and Josh, dinner's over. Plates?
Yeah.
We just moved. Where did we go 2 weeks ago?
We went to second.
We moved tables because we were just sitting there.
Angel, me, Josh, and Imar, and Liz. Joshy and Imar came over to shoot a brand deal. And quite often when they come over and shoot, we just go have lunch after. Boy, we sat up in them people's restaurant till the sun came to our side.
Hot as hell.
They said, do y'all want to move inside? Yeah, and let's get some espresso martini. Now, my grandma just had coffee. I got to get the espresso martini.
She probably had an espresso martini in there.
She probably did. Give me some desserts. Then the food is gone. And we just like, and then I told them, I ain't going to go for it. You understand me?
I ain't doing it.
In them people's restaurants for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because there wasn't nobody in there, so we was just rushed. But when you said, you know, when I told you Sap got married, that's what it reminded me of my grandma and them just talking.
Well, that's the reason why I didn't know anything about her. I love her little spunk, though. But yeah, I didn't know I didn't know anything. But maybe I'm just a weird person that I don't really care to know much about Marvin Sapp or his wife. So I was just like, oh, he got married. Gorgeous lady. What I would have thought he would have married, moved on about my life.
Yes.
Now there's now you've created a viral moment.
For sure.
That I would have never, ever heard of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. So the content creators got on you. Anna Douglas took you to town. Rita Brent. I'm so sorry. I got to play this for you. Because I know whenever my day comes again for the millionth time, it's going to come and they're going to get on me. But at least let the comedians do me well.
Uh-huh. Trump's going to pay for the wedding.
Listen to Rita Brent's song.
I bought the helicopter. He didn't buy the helicopter.
Helicopter.
Everybody not broke.
You the pilot.
And everybody don't need the church's money. Everybody not broke.
So sit your broke self down.
Sit down.
I declare and decree thou shalt not hate on me.
Everybody not broke.
Everybody ain't broke.
Everybody yes. Everybody
that echo.
I love it.
It's just you.
It's you.
Your bank account is small.
So small.
Yes.
So now. See why y'all be coming for me.
My money is
longer. My money is longer.
Oh,
that's right.
My check is wider.
Ooh.
Y'all some helpers. I'm a jet setter.
Come on.
And when I look down from my helicopter and see you.
Huh?
You get it. And let me just, can I play Anna's for you?
Play Anna's.
And then we can move. We got to move. We got to move.
We got to.
We appreciate you. Despite what the haters on the internet says about you, you are, first of all, the church didn't pay for the wedding. Y'all stop lying. God has been good to me. I don't know what y'all made. Y'all need to pray a little bit harder, but God has been good to me. The devil and devil, I will give you a black eye. Everybody ain't broke, okay? Everybody, you may be broke. Your mama may be broke. Your daddy may be broke. Your cousin may be broke. Talking about the church paying for the wedding. I brought the helicopter. Okay. Do you think your $2 you give every Sunday brought a helicopter? Sit
down. That's the truth.
There's a new sheriff in town. See, y'all played with him before, but let me tell you something. Don't y'all make me take my glasses off. Don't you make me take my... Matter of fact, the pew that you're sitting on, I broke. Get off the pew. You know what, ushers? Open up the doors so they can bring the helicopter in. I got it for 2 more days.
I got it for 2 more days. Anna, stupid.
Oh, can I spoil one part of the airport? This just reminded me. We got CP to be a TSA agent. Okay?
Oh.
And he was roasting people as they come by, one by one. I have a big head for 42 years. After roast me, I thought I had heard every funny big head joke. I had put a neck brace on, come through the TSA. CP's playing the TSA agent. He roasted me, saying some funny stuff, right? And all new jokes. Again, I'm already surprised by that. So then I go, first of all, I'm wearing this because I got in a car accident. CP said, no, the car got in a head accident. It's over there paralyzed. Boop, boop, boop. I said, wow.
He's an idiot too.
That I said, okay, that's good.
I would have heard it all the time, but I wasn't on the real. I was on the old nigga day.
You know, so I think we got it.
We got it. We're gonna move.
And you're like, that's enough because yeah. You're gonna say something else. Yeah. It's crazy.
I want to go back to what you said about addressing things. One of the main reasons I don't address things, at least on social media, I will talk about it on Here's the Thing. Go. I got a booger.
No, but we do have an ad with Rula.
Oh, I thought we were doing all at the end.
No, just the pre-roll.
Info.
Yeah. Finding a therapist is hard, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, well, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full out-of-pocket cost or paying an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health. So why wouldn't you do the same with your mental health? And Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're right for the right fit. Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who actually are aligned with what you need. Because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. No wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. Go to Rula.com/SK to get started today. That's Rula. That's RULA.com/SK for quality. What'd I say? Oh, for quality therapists that are covered by insurance. I love therapy. I think it's the best. Everybody should do therapy. Everybody should do therapy. Rula supports every aspect of your mental health journey, from therapy to medication management, with a diverse network of licensed experienced professionals. Rula's therapists and psychiatrists make it easy for you to get the care you need. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/SK to get started. That's RULA.com/SK. You deserve the mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Making sure you didn't sing the song.
I jumped up to say it. Josh was like,
"Oh, Kevin."
Last thing I want to say about that. My wife often stops me. Sometimes these things get big anyway, but she often stops me from responding to stuff because she's like, "You gonna bring more people to it, just by responding. Yep. If you let it go, it has a better chance to die down.
Yes.
If you bring it on, if you bring it to fruition or address it, it draws more to it. All right, moving on. Big news in sports.
Of course, I know it.
And we got to talk about it.
Please, come on. Dig down here. What you looking for, the ball?
No, my jersey. Oh, I don't see it.
Which jersey?
Angel Reese, right, her shoes.
Yeah,
there we go.
I know. I got
Angel it. Reese is gone. Traded.
To
the Atlanta Dream. Chicago Sky traded Angel in the last year of her contract to the Atlanta Dream. Your thoughts, Angel, with the new roster that the Dream have, what do you think this looks like?
Well, I told Kevin.
I mean, the new roster that Angel's going to.
I told Kevin. Well, Atlanta now has the Holy Trinity, They got Angel on the Dream.
Yep.
They got Magic City.
Yep.
And they got Spellman.
Boom.
What's next? What's next, Atlanta?
Yes.
Y'all got everything. I think it's going to be great for the franchise. Obviously, Angel Reese is one of the most, famous, notable players.
She is the most.
Yeah.
And she's the most followed WNBA player.
I can believe it. She's got a great personality and she knows how to use social media, as well as she makes great business deals outside of WNBA. So I think it's going to go great.
Yes.
Be great for the franchise. And they got some girls there.
Now, WNBA just signed this new CBA. So basically almost every veteran was a free agent. As of now, Brittany Griner left the Dream. I was hoping she could stay and like kind of mentor Angel. She left the Dream, went to the Connecticut Sun, but they re-signed Alicia Gray, MVP caliber talent. I think she was third or fourth MVP voting last year. They re-signed Jordan Canada, who is a great point guard.
Somebody said, "What is CB?" It's a callback.
CBA, collective bargaining agreement. So that's why for the first time in ever, WNBA players are signing for more than $1 million contracts. Max players. Alicia Gray signed for like over $1 million. I think Jordan Canada got $1 million. And Angel is on her rookie contract, so they aren't paying her yet, which is very smart for the Dream. Angel Reese did not have really great guard play in either year with the Sky. They really suffered from guard play. They didn't have no prolific guard scorer.
No prolific.
Kennedy Carter was hooping, but she was gone last year.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Gray, outstanding three-point shooter, guard, MVP caliber. If they are able to re-sign Ryan Howard, they could keep Naz Hillman and Breonna Jones. I don't think they can keep all of them just because it ain't going to be enough money to go around. But the good part is they're adding more I think they added in the next 5 years, I think there'll be two or three more WNBA teams. So they're going to spread that money around and them teams around.
Okay.
But more than any of that, the Chicago Sky are a historically bad franchise to players from what I've learned at the WNBA. They did win a championship a few years ago. Kalia Copper was there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, their GM is a plum fool.
He just don't do right by the baby.
Yes, they shouldn't have fired Teresa Witherspoon. There's two new teams this season. Toronto Temple, I believe. And I forgot what Portland's team is called. The Portland...
Portland Transients. Because there's a lot.
Portland WNBA team is called the Fire. Of course, when I think of Portland.
Oh, I definitely think of Fire. Wow. Who doesn't?
Fire. I don't like singular sports names.
You don't like
Fire, Heat.
Bulls.
No, that's bull. That's plural.
Oh, singular. I thought you meant singular as in one word.
No, I don't like singular mascots.
Oh, I
Connecticut
like it.
Sun, I don't like.
Why?
I don't know what it is. I don't like it. You got to be eagles, not eagle. You got to be birds, not bird.
See, I like all the WNBA names. I like Dream. I like that.
I don't like Dream.
I like.
What is an Atlanta Dream?
Liberty.
No. Jazz? No. Although the New Orleans Jazz makes sense.
But I was going to say, you Utah Jazz?
No, I don't want. I want you to think of something else.
Jazzes.
You could be the jazz R&Bs. Musicians.
Musicians. Now, what are we doing?
New Orleans jazz musicians would be better.
No, then you need to play music, not ball. No, but I'm happy. I hope that the Dream takes good care of Angel. Such an asset. So excited for Atlanta. They're going to be insufferable.
Oh, my God.
Insufferable.
My homegirl Dana is a Dream season ticket holder. She was like, this is my greatest day. Angel Reese jersey sold out in like less than 10 minutes. I went to buy one, all gone. You know what link I seen Angel tweet next? Her merch, fully stocked.
Yeah.
That baby gonna capitalize.
That's so great for her.
She got, her team is on it. Let them go jerseys first. Jersey's gone.
Yeah.
Now people like me are like, God dang it, I just found out about jerseys. Don't you worry.
We got some.
Angel got 6-8 new shirts. And I be in Atlanta way more than I be in Chicago. So my amount of times to see Angel, and I know the owner of the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
I DM'd her.
So you now are an owner of the Dream.
I'm going for it.
You like, give me, I give me 0.5
get to be
a percent share, and I'll take it.
Yeah, now's the time.
I think the time was 2 years ago.
I know. I ain't have it, though.
That's how I feel about this daggone stadium going up, or no, practice arena, whatever the hell it is for the that's going up in Woodland Hills
for the Rams.
The Rams.
I didn't know it was Woodland Hills.
It's right. Yes, it's right across from Topanga,
where that old mall used to be. You remember?
What's going there?
Yes, yes.
They put the Rams facility. I saw them tearing that down when we went to
Village. Why?
Because they started practicing there, I think, in the off season. But the stuff that they're that poor mall that they tore down, that's
I had no idea.
Do you understand Rams house. How bad I wish I owned a condo over there? Man. Ridiculous. Dang. Bread. You know what? My friend has this idea that I'm like, I might do for the 2028 Olympics.
Oh my God, Melissa already started buying tickets for us.
No, I think I'm going to let somebody rent out our house.
You probably going to make money.
Not probably.
Because them events is everywhere.
Them things, it would make a lot alert of money. alert of money. Like I'm talking about alerter money, pay mortgage for
several months
alert of money. And we, because it's the summertime, we can just go to Kentucky. I ain't got to be here.
You ain't got to be here. And you might not want to be here anyway.
Period. Because how am I going to get to where I'm going if I got to watch out for all the people, extra people that are here?
Olympics is what, two and a half weeks, right? Roughly?
It's longer than that, I think.
I thought it was like 3 weekends, like one Friday through Sunday that week, Friday through Sunday.
You know better than me. So
I think it's 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, let me.
Three weekends.
We'll go right on over to Kentucky, kick it with the people.
You might make some bread, Angel.
Okay. We just got to figure out what the hell we're doing with these dogs. Let them stay up in there. You can stay in a Mars room. Okay. Y'all can stay. Somebody can stay in the office. We got a fold-out bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And charge so much money for it.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. We would also leave a box of Green Chef in there so they could cook it up. In the kitchen. Oh, well, I'm not going to sing a song because I'm inside of the banana. Let me tell you, when you be trying these diets and health trends, it crashes so fast. You might lose a little bit of weight, but then you're about to gain it all back with a vengeance. And that's what I hate. That's why I don't like quick fixes. I just won't do them. But with Green Chef, this is not a quick fix. It's the fix. It's fixing how you eat so that you're giving your body the fuel that it needs to be able to operate at the way you want it to operate. And so you can meet your health goals, right? So listen, where fad diets fail, Green Chef delivers real food and recipes that make healthy eating easy and lasting. With Green Chef, every week you get over 40 recipes made with organic produce, responsibly sourced proteins, and nothing you can't pronounce. Pick what matters to you, Mediterranean, high protein, or their new longevity line built around brain and gut health. Meals come pre-portioned and ready in minutes. And if you want guidance beyond the plate, they include free, unlimited one-on-one nutrition coaching that helps you stay on track. Now, that is bomb, okay? Green Chef is the only certified clean meal kit tested by the Clean Label Project and the most sustainable meal kit with 20% less food waste and 100% offset deliveries and emissions. I do like Green Chef. And, you know, listen, we're headed towards the summer. You got to get your baddie body on, and Green Chef is going to be the way that you can do it and not be, you know, all Oompa Loompa-ish again by the fall, because you can stay with Green Chef because they're going to get you right. It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. Head to greenchef.com/50SK and use code 50SK to get 50% off your first month and 20% off for 2 months. Yeah, I said that right. That's code 50SK at greenchef.com/50SK. And while we're here, y'all, let's talk about the future of erectile function.
That's what I was hoping you was going to bring up.
Okay, because it's here.
It's here.
It's up.
Blue Chew Gold is changing the way millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal-boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. Get started today at bluechew.com and go for gold. Who don't like a hard dick?
I love it.
I mean, gay, straight, whatever. Everybody, well, maybe, yeah, everybody like a hard dick.
Yeah, if you want that sex, that pee got to be hard.
Pow, 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 pow. Okay, so ladies, if you're listening, send your man the link and make him a trophy husband with BlueChew.com. Turbocharge your love life and make it easy to get hard. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SK.
SK.
That's promo code SK.
SK.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Amen. Angel, you got to go see Angel now this year.
I do.
Sparks game.
I do.
We got to go.
I want to be there.
All right, moving on. it didn't update on my computer. Offset got shot.
He did. And everybody was like, probably because that nigga owed money.
Man.
God, dog.
Offset owed some people some bread.
If I get shot, which I won't, I don't want the conversation to quickly shift to, well, that nigga owed me $8,000.
$8,000 too, man.
Yeah, so that was
$5,000 for somebody else.
$8,000. Des Bryant said he owed him $8,000. He thought his Offset, his partner was going to jump him.
Right.
Ebro said he owed him $5,000.
I want people to be like, oh no, what happened? Why did Angel get shot? That's terrible. Not, well, that nigga owe me money. That would piss me off. I'd be like, they should have shot me in the head because now I got to hear it. Now I got to hear about it. Because where did he get shot in the butt? Where he get shot?
I saw that, but I don't know if that is confirmed. But the person in Patreon said Offset shot in the booty cheek.
In the booty butt.
And then there was a picture, I don't know if it's real or fake, that was him at a casino. A Patreon person just said, Offset these debts.
I wonder if it was from that. Because why would he be shot? It's got to be over money.
Well, the thing was, and I'm not even being funny. I'm trying to remember when Takeoff was shot. Wasn't it a dice game?
I thought it was
gone
I thought
wrong.
They were like gambling.
Yeah, let me look this up because I don't want to be talking
crazy. That's why they say don't do it.
Takeoff. I think it was a dice game.
That's why they say don't do it. Just say no to dice.
Yeah, Takeoff was fatally shot. Dang, 2022, following a dispute over a high stakes dice game at a private party in Houston, Texas.
That is so unfortunate. I don't ever want to play a game that makes someone want to shoot me if it doesn't go the way they want it to go. There's no game that I like that much.
No game where you win or lose and you're like, you know what's the next logical thing? Killing you.
Right, like could you imagine?
Or shooting you.
I would be so much worse at heads up if that was the stakes. I would just be telling you what it was. I'd be like, it says Beyonce. It says Sinead O'Connor. I would just be telling you the clue, the answer. Because I'm not going to die because I didn't give you good clues.
I'm dying with this.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm.
No. So Offset is out here. Definitely. It sounds like fucking up his life. Because even if it isn't over money, again, your partner unfortunately lost his life to gun violence. So your life is around people who like to use their guns. You got to find a way to get out of that life.
You got to resolve that differently.
Yeah, you got to find a way to come up out of there.
Yes.
I don't think I have. My husband is probably the person that in my life that likes to use guns the most. Let's scare you.
Sorry, guys.
Out at the gun range, not on people. I don't think I could live. That's got to be terrible for your mental health to live around or to operate around people who the moment between I'm not using a gun to I'm using a gun is so close.
Man. I just realized when you said this, I've never seen a gun drawn on somebody.
That's how life is supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's actually what people's life should look like, is that feels very, very much so like something that shouldn't typically happen.
Yes. Have anybody y'all Patreons ever seen somebody get a gun drawn on them in a serious way? Can I tell you a little stupid story when I was young while I see these comments come out?
Sure. You know we love your stupid stories from when you were young.
Okay. Most Patreons saying no. Somebody said yes.
A lot of yes in here.
Oh, dang. I have yet. It was me.
Oh, they drew the
they're from Memphis.
On me?
On you.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. That's traumatic.
They said spades is too high of a risk.
Oh, my God. If you had spades plus gun.
Oh, no. And I don't even like people yelling during spades. It was
I love it.
No, y'all can't talk shit at a normal voice level.
Mm. You guys think you're going to set me? Not today.
Ah, oh, nah, nigga, gotcha, that. I'd be like, oh my gosh, is that not like just bouncing around in your head? It's so loud.
Me and my friends found an old gun, a relic from a time past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like dirty, found it in the ground, didn't have no bullets. It probably was the size of this toy. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is a time in my life where I still wanted to try to prove that I was hard to people around me. Uh-huh. I said, yo, pull this gun on me real quick so that I could just say I had a gun pulled on me. And I said, when you do it, I'm going to say, do what you got to do. So that way, when anybody ever asks me, I can really say, do what you got to do. Mind you, I was about 14 at this time. So my friend said, and I said, do what you got to do. And then he put it down.
So you can feel hard. You had a real gun.
So for about 4 years after that, when the topic of who was hard would come up, I'd be like, nigga, I had a gun put on me. And I said, do what you got to do.
Yeah, man, you should have went to your grave with that.
Hey, no, I didn't say that. It was a revolver full of dirt. Probably never could even fire. And it was not even, it might have been able to pull one bullet. It might not even have been a real gun. But for the rest of those 4 years, nigga, I had a gun pulled on me when I was in North Carolina. And I was like, do what you got to do. And that nigga didn't, he ain't bust. He ain't draw. He ain't shoot. So it could be whatever. And then when I moved to Washington, I stopped telling that story.
Kevin, my friend, why were you, you've had so many like real corny moments in life. Like for real, some of the corniest shit I've ever heard. And I just don't understand. I don't understand.
I just thought about that. I haven't thought about that in probably 15, 20 years.
That's so true.
What y'all order mean? Well. What you get, Angel? Let me have some. All of it.
No, you're good. You healthy boy. You don't do this.
Oh, man.
The way my stomach just said. I wait. I know everybody gets pissed off when I eat. Actually, I'm not going to wait.
Listen, they in the comments telling me that I'm tired today, y'all. I shot for 12, 14 hours all week. And due to me booking a movie.
Come on, keep saying it.
We had to shoot on Saturday.
Yeah, because originally we were just going to do one episode today, just the bonus.
Just the bonus.
And I was like, great, because I was like, I remembered. And then I was like, because you're going to be here on Tuesday. And he was like, no, bitch, I'm rich and I'm talented and I book.
Offer only.
I said, oh, my bad. what were we talking about? Offset. Oh, you and your corniness. I truly... Sorry to those of you all who have had guns pulled on y'all. I can't see the comments because my computer is like, I'm dying currently. Like, nothing loads. Nothing is loading. But I don't know how somebody is living any quality of life or mental health wise if gun violence is always a possibility in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the case for Offset, but the fact that you had somebody die and then you got shot, like something ain't right.
Somebody on Twitter said that Offset is living the life of a 60s musician. He was rich and on top. Somebody got killed. He got gambling debts. He got shot. Like they were like, we ain't supposed to be doing that no more.
Because the amount of money, your money should do something for you. It's different. Like, this shouldn't happen in low-income neighborhoods either.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you hear about it happening in neighborhoods that don't have resources and stuff, while it's still sad, you realize, okay, the system has been set up for things like this to happen.
Absolutely. By purpose, by design.
By design. When you got money and you no longer in those situations, why, or have to be in those situations, why are you in them?
I think because it seems to me there's a conflict in the rap game. And I'm not talking about the gambling part. I'm talking about, like, the street persona, okay? To survive it, I think you are at first living your raps.
Right.
Right? And part of what makes you a draw is the authenticity. Okay? I really sell drugs. I really kill niggas. It's really whatever. Like me, I really had a gun pulled on me. You feel me? They pulled that blammer on me, and I said, do what you got to do.
Kevin, don't you tell that story. Right? No,
I said it.
Then you need to go ahead and get that little tramp stamp like to here.
No.
And always stay strapped.
Because those are not full guns. Yeah, they don't have the end of the barrel on his. No,
then put it on yours and just have it going across.
Right? So at some point, you start getting money, which you can also rap about, but you also got to protect the integrity of the persona. Low-key, J. Cole mentioned this in an interview. He was talking about Jermaine is the person. J. Cole is the... you just shook it away from the mic. Mm-hmm. I was like, girl, I can hear it the same, but the people can hear it less. So J. Cole was like, y'all, J. Cole is a persona. Uh-huh. And people were like, no, and not real. You are J. Cole. He was like, yeah, when I rap as J. Cole, I feel like I'm the best because that's what J. Cole does. Right. But as Jermaine, I feel like this person's better or whatever. It's like the Ricky Bobby's dad thing. Uh-huh. Where you told me if you ain't first, you're last. Wow, hell, I was probably high when I said that. You could be second, third. You could be fourth. Hell, you could even be fifth. And Ricky Bobby was like, I live my life based on that. Like, that's just dumb.
That was stupid.
And it's like, you know, growing up on wrestling and finding out The Undertaker is not from Death Valley. What you mean, Bill from? What you mean? He's Mark Calloway. Like, who the hell is that?
That's
The Undertaker. That's what I feel like, you know, rappers... There's no separation between, I mean, they don't want to separate between the persona, because at once the persona was really who you were, but.
Well, what?
My God.
So what persona was that though, Kevin? That
when I got drawn on me?
Yeah. What was that?
That's when I still thought it was important that I made people believe that in order to be cool, I had to be hard. It took me a while to realize not only would I not ever be considered hard. Something about growing up in church and listening to gospel music only.
You didn't see that was a problem? You didn't see that?
Something about saying my parents don't let me listen to anything but gospel should tick you off that I'm probably not a street nigga. When I remember when I was arguing with somebody in high school, he was like, what you listening to? And I was like... a Kirk Franklin album in my Walkman. And I was like, nigga, why you always asking what I'm listening to? He's like, I'm just curious. And I was like, that new Kirk. He was like, nigga, you always listen to gospel. I thought it was like Pharaoh Monarch or Monk or something. I didn't even know who that was. I was like, nigga, I ain't got to listen to Pharaoh Monarch or Monk to prove, nigga, I can listen to gospel.
Kevin, it's okay that you're not hard, man.
I know now.
But did you figure that out?
2023.
Oh, Lord.
But nah, I was like, I really thought, and first of all this was all on a military base.
And so your world is even smaller, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Nobody who lives on a military base is hard.
No.
Our parents are government employees.
Absolutely.
Now, we were poor. But we're not the same as, like, you know, there's levels to that, mm-hmm. Right?
You see that draft?
Yeah. They're going up to 42?
Yeah. But I didn't think, I thought it was the fact that it's mandated now, because it went away. It wasn't mandated before.
Let me tell you what, I'm not worried about that. We going to be dead. Okay. Melissa was like, did you see that?
You can't have gout enlisted.
Josh. If you need Kevin Fredericks to help you in a war, you lost. You think you need me to kill somebody?
They do.
First of all, plantar fasciitis, shoulder out, torn ACL. If I am needed to save the country, Good luck.
But Kevin, I was thinking about we have sons, nigga.
No, for sure. But the fact that they raise it up to 42 because they need bodies, we lose. Also, we lose. Melissa was telling me this morning, she was like, it looks like China is back in Iran. And North Korea is like, you know, we got y'all back too. This is nuclear war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not finna be doing all. It's over.
And the problem is we're losing.
We all lose. Mm-hmm. That's why I told Liz, we might as well go on vacation. She's like, I'm concerned. We're dead. We're dead. And we live in one of the cities that they kill in the movies. You know how much of a morale destroyer it would be to destroy LA?
Oh, yeah.
They gonna go put my address in, like, we as a symbol of hope for America. Let's kill Kev, because you know he had a gun pulled on him.
That was,
and he said, "Do what you gotta do."
And we gonna do it.
So imagine how many people will be like, "Oh,
take that bomb to the face, like, yeah."
So I'm gonna stare at the nuclear weapon.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do.
Kim Jong Il, I ain't scared. Do what you gotta do.
You shit yourself. That was my favorite thing about living in Kentucky. I said, ain't nobody coming for us.
No.
We are paradise.
What if they were like, no? And that's what I had the same thought when I lived on Fort Lewis base when I was riding my bike to work on September 11th. I was like, what if they say, oh, you think you safe in them small towns? We gonna go to Fort Lewis. What if they was like, oh, Radcliffe, huh? Meg's from, ain't it? Radcliffe, Kentucky?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Angel, you think Lexington, Kentucky is safe? We're going to go so that way people in small towns. Elizabethtown, Kentucky, we coming for Charles Moore.
They like, 70. Y'all hear the news. E-Town, Kentucky has been blown off of the map. People be like, where the hell was that? Where was that?
Elizabethtown, Kentucky is no more.
They would even drop the flag half-mast. They'd be like, it is fine.
The entire Eastern Seaboard is safe, but Kentucky is gone.
Elizabethtown, Kentucky has been wiped off the map.
Yeah.
What's the comedy club there called?
Comedy Off Broadway.
Comedy Off Broadway is gone.
The fact that they call it Comedy Off Broadway on Nicholasville Road. It's like, what are we talking about, guys? Anyway, yeah, no, when I saw that, I was like, first, the fact that they're making mandatory, but two, increasing the age, these people are on Facebook. They're going to tell all the secrets.
Oh,
y'all, they having me go over to Iran. Now, I don't speak it. I don't speak the language. So I'm going to tell y'all what they say. And they just going to be, and Pastor said he going to pray for me.
Not pastors. And Facebook, I do not own the rights to this music.
Damn it.
That pisses me off so bad. Like the lawyer is like, oh, we're about to sue. they said they don't own it.
They got him again.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
I don't, I'm like,
it's the asterisk.
I don't own it.
I know you don't own the rights to Thriller.
It's like if you like having an affair with a woman. I don't own the rights to this pussy. I'm married. But it should be fine because I said it. Asterisk mark, asterisk mark.
What do you mean you want to divorce me? I said I don't own the rights to it.
I thought that would work.
I said it out loud.
I squeezed the nipples when for the asterisk.
It works for my music posts on Instagram all the time.
I clearly told him I don't own the rights.
I don't own the rights to it. Why are you mad? This was a disclaimer. I thought it worked. I just... Mm-mm. But yeah, sorry. We got off topic. Offset shot in the ass back there.
He sure did. He don't own the rights to that money.
He don't.
Now he's saying that's not Stefan Diggs' baby.
Wait, Offset said that?
Oh, that Cardi B's baby.
Oh, it's his?
That's what he's saying. He's asking for a...
Cardi!
Offset, make some music and go back to dancing in tight.
I don't think he... Wait, did he make an album?
I don't know.
I think he has.
He made an album.
Come on and skirt or something. Because this is not working.
Let's see. He made an album not long ago.
Oh, Kiari.
Okay, well then let's tour that. Let's do something with it.
Speaking of, Chris Brown, Usher. On tour. Quite the conundrum.
I don't think it's going to be a conundrum.
Oh, no.
They're going to see that.
Quite the conundrum.
They're going to see that abusive man and that sexy man together.
Wait, Usher was defender. He's been pretty consistently a defender of people who are quite obviously abusive. I've seen think piece after think piece, topic after topic. I better not see nine ticket purchase.
You know that thing.
I better not see Nan.
That's going to be one of the highest grossing ticket sales of all time.
Because Usher, Chris Brown was selling tickets like crazy over the last 5 years.
People ain't as mad as they say.
He was doing stadiums.
He sold like, wasn't like 80,000 in South Africa over 2 days?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what. That's going to be a good show.
Oh my God!
It's gonna be a good show because what's not their morals, their stances, and their actions, all questionable, some deplorable, but that talent, baby,
you got
there's
it,
no question. Yeah, okay. There's no question.
Would you go? Tickets offered?
What you mean? Somebody gave me tickets?
Brand deal? Sweet?
Baby, dip, 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 dip.
Excuse me. And I got a teaser. You got my
pimp. And then you want to sell.
We're all hypocrites.
Big hippa.
Big hippa. Allegedly, allegedly.
Would you go?
You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See your face whenever I. Usher puts on. Listen. The one thing about old Kev, I'm aware of where my hypocrisy lies. Uh-huh. Mouse Jones was saying he won't go to a Jay-Z concert. I'm sorry, he won't buy a ticket to a Jay-Z concert because he don't support capitalism.
Oh.
He's surviving capitalism. Okay. But said he would go for free and plans on going when he gets tickets for free. I think if you took any part, this is one of my favorite jokes on Keep Your Distance. Didn't go nowhere. But I was getting dragged one time we did that show. And I said, if you put a microscope on anybody's life, the way celebrities' lives are microscoped, you will find the hypocrisy, the inconsistencies, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we all say a thing and do another thing. There are certain people that I would not support, even if offered, you know, for free. Somebody's through the comments. R. Kelly got out of jail. And you were like, carefree tick, nah, I'm gone.
I wasn't supporting R. Kelly when he wasn't in jail, when nobody was talking about his piss, pissing on people. I was never a fan, and also, like, yuck.
There wasn't no boycott for you. You wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah, no, it was like, oh, this is simple. Don't like his music anyhow. I've been married for almost 19 years. At our wedding, his stuff was not allowed to be played.
Oh, my God. I turned the DJ off.
That's it.
DJs say that they get requests that, like, you will not be paid if you play an R. Kelly song. Yeah. So I believe that is real.
Yeah.
That is real.
Yeah, that is real. I don't think I'd go to a Kanye concert. Also, did you see that video of a Kanye concert at SoFi? And then people was doing a rave. It was like white people doing a rave.
What do you mean? They were just jumping up and down?
No, like running around, like jump. It's in my list of videos to make.
You're like mosh pit. That's a lot.
Mosh pit. Thank you.
That's a lot of his audience now, though.
I know.
Yeah, he got them demented white folk.
I know.
That's scary.
I said, me, Kevin, Allen, Brebritz, if my stand-up was people I no longer recognize doing things that I don't do, I would be askew.
And you kept telling jokes that you felt like were niche to the people you know,
they're white, not out there.
And those people just kept laughing harder and harder. Like you were in a nightmare.
I literally would feel like I'm in a nightmare.
You're like, no, you shouldn't get that. You didn't grow up in the church, black.
No, what do you mean? You don't even know why that's funny.
And they're like, yes, we do. And they break it down to you. You're like, no.
Oh my God.
You're a witch.
I would have quite the conundrum.
You know, a lot of people have conundrums because they're not managing their finances.
Absolutely right.
And they're wasting so much freaking money, okay? I know I was, because I wasn't using Rocket Money the way I was supposed to. Okay, over here wasting time trying to figure out, what dude, did I close out that app? Now, what was the app called? And how much was it? Let me look. And oh my gosh. Now, I don't know about you, because I don't know about your broke life, but when I don't know.
I bought the helicopter.
Okay. When I don't know how much money I have and I know it's close to like being in the negative, I won't look at my account.
Oh, yeah. What you mean? It's not over there.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, if I don't see you, you can't see me. Who wants to live that life? You don't want to live that life. Well, listen, Rocket Money can track subscriptions and you and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app with a few taps and save users over, listen to this, 880 million in canceled subscriptions. It has an automatic transaction categorization across the accounts, plus customizable categories and tags to reveal spending patterns. Like, so if you were like, I really want to go to, let's say, Hawaii in 2027, it'll help you come up with it'll help you, excuse me, organize and keep your purchases organized or help you save for that big event, right? So dope. I love it. You can set budgets, goals, get personalized insights, regular reports, and receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. And users who create financial goals with Rocket Money save over $70 on average within the first 30 days. I'm telling you right now, Rocket Money is just a great financial, personal financial app that is going to help you reach your financial goals if you use it. It's going to save you money, which is also really big right now. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join RocketMoney.com/SK. That's RocketMoney.com/SK.
SK.
RocketMoney.com/SK.
SK. Yes. You got to go now.
That's okay. I can join a little late.
Okay. Okay. Where was we at? Oh, we was done with Offset.
Yeah, we done.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about a change in media. Are you familiar with Comics Unleashed? Byron Allen, Comics Unleashed?
I probably am, but I don't. I'm not.
Okay. Comics Unleashed is basically kind of like a panel show, I would say. Uh-huh. Byron Allen, four comics.
Is he bald-headed?
Bald-headed.
I know what you're talking
about now. We win. Bought the Weather Channel. Met him at the Eddie Murphy documentary, me, Kevin. So you know that the Colbert Report was canceled. And not only canceled, that time slot will no longer be occupied by a late night television host, which is a very damaging blow to the late night industry. When's the last time you watched a late night TV show at like the time it came on?
Oh, Jesus. Whenever Conan O'Brien, the tall redhead one, whenever he...
I know Conan. Remember the episode of The Office where Michael Scott thought he saw somebody famous?
And then Conan walked by. He's like, just now?
So okay. Good. When he was still on TBS, because Marcus really liked Conan stuff. So when he had his late night show on TBS, which was...
When was that?
It was probably around the time... Here's the Thing started.
Oh, he still was on then?
It might have been right before it.
I'm sorry. That man's show is called The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert Report was his segment on Daily Show. I'm 42.
Uh-huh.
Continue.
So
I remember.
It's probably.
You like that show?
I thought, I didn't forget his name. Conan O'Brien. I thought he was funny. I liked his self-deprecating comedy. And he
Why you don't like when I do self-deprecating?
I feel like it's low-hanging fruit and you have more.
Oh, so Conan, low-hanging fruit still sweet?
I don't think Conan has it more.
Okay, compliment taken.
Yeah, I think you have a lot more. Well, only I know that because I've been in conversation with you when there's no camera.
Don't put it on you.
Okay.
Still keep the mics on, but put it on you.
You know, and I think.
Don't tell nobody else that no more. You let me take my low-hanging fruit when I need it.
What, but why not? Why don't you want
to? I don't want to have to do the hard things all the
it's
time.
It's not hard, though. It's not it is. No, it's not. You be killing it.
I don't want to. Yeah. But low-hanging fruit still eat.
No, you. It's fine. But, like, come on.
Don't demand more of me. Let me do my low-hanging fruit. I'm going to give you some middle fruit and some high. But let me build you a fully balanced meal. You're going to have some chips.
But I think you should be at high.
Damn. No, because yeah. Now Alyssa also thinks that, and two people well, around me Melissa, believing in me is too much.
If Melissa thinks it, then you're dumb to not do
that's
it.
That's why I'm doing Grief Sucks.
Well, yeah, Grief Sucks is
Grief Sucks is hard.
It's high-hanging fruit, friend.
And yeah, and so the next thing, chips and dip.
No.
Chips, no. Jelly beans, you know and what? Soda.
I'm going to make sure somebody else close die. So you can have another high up high fruit, friend.
But no, I think so. Byron Allen's show, what's crazy is he is buying the airtime from what I understand from the article. He's buying the airtime or leasing the airtime from CBS to put his own show on there. Byron Allen has made a lot of his money by owning the show, producing the show, and having the advertisers pay him directly. Mm-hmm. And now he's taking that model to CBS and, It's great for him. It's bad for late night. It's a bad sign for late night. How much longer do you think that show exists? That type of show?
For him? It's,
No, I'm talking about like the Colbert late show.
Okay. So I feel like the people who watch those shows regularly are actually probably our age and but mainly older.
Mm-hmm.
He's
61, Steven himself.
Steven?
He's 61.
And I love Steven.
I like Steven. I think he's really funny.
I would say they're on life support. They probably got mm-hmm. maybe 2 years before they phase out.
You think so? 2 years?
Yeah. I think there'll be a few that stay on because the people who own the advertisements and stuff, they're old too. Mm-hmm. And they'll still see. You know, they like to hold on to shit that don't have value no more, but continue to give it value and pay it things.
Yeah, when that money start making less and less sense.
Yeah, and it's just like, now you know it would be better for you to put your money over here, but because it's something that is their tried and true, they won't let it go.
I think podcast has a chance to supplant that. Especially now that Netflix has gotten to that podcast game. And how many podcasts now have indistinguishable guests from the late night show, right? Back in the day, I'm talking about 10, 15 years ago, there were no celebrity podcasts, no celebrity appearances,
nothing.
Bill Simmons has had a podcast for like maybe 15, 18 years, long time. Back when podcasts were only audio. Now you watched Amy Poehler's Good Hang. That's part of Ryan Coogler's press run for Sinners, whereas 5 years ago it was late night show, daytime show, blase. Presidential candidates going on podcasts, it makes it more legitimate. And to your point about money making, it's much cheaper. There's mm-hmm. writer room and crew for Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, Daily Show. Those crews plus writer room, 40, 50 people, hundreds of millions of dollar production budget. Podcasts, crew, 5 people, maybe 8, producers, cameramen, editors included.
Mm-hmm.
Booker, like, and you know what I'm saying? Like Michelle Obama, Craig Robinson's podcast, that crew is probably a heavily staffed podcast, might be 8 people. Yeah. Here's the thing, fully produced, shot, edited, distributed by the 3 niggas here, 2 niggas plus Joshy. Producer, produced by the Patreon. Every topic, for the most part, is produced by the Patreon, found by Patreon, or me, Angel, or Joshy. Joshy shoots, edits, hosts. Angel does the ad reads. 3-person operation. If Netflix said, Kev, $20 million, this goes on here off YouTube. What? Engagement going to go down.
Money gonna go up.
Up.
Here's the thing, prevented by Netflix.
Which is kind of crazy because we've been to a lot of the other podcasts.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of more people.
Oh my God.
Oh, I bet.
They got.
I bet.
People.
I bet.
People. We got people. All you need is.
Oh no no. Two we persons got enough.
And you got people.
We got enough. I just be surprised.
No no no. They got teams. And the ratio and the money makes sense. When you have that. Okay, moving on. You still good, Angel?
Mm-hmm. I said to text me.
When it's time to jump on? All right, last topic before we lose Angel.
LT.
Lamar Odom's documentary on Netflix.
Jesus.
I want to hear your thoughts first, Angel, because you just finished watching it this morning.
This nigga dead, y'all. Oh, no. When it hurts. Dying that ain't never died before. Yeah, I said that man love him some coke. The fact that you hoarded yourself, basically saying, "I like the way she live. I want her life. Marry me. I don't know you." And you can't come. The woman who raised me when everybody disappeared. No, absolutely not. And the fact that his daddy showed up, hey,
oh,
take him off,
God.
Kill him, bow, bow.
And she said, here's $200 some Jordans. See you later.
This is all I wanted.
I feel like the way she described it, he disappeared into a puff of smoke.
Yeah, she said it felt like a movie. I'm his wife. I'm calling the shots.
Oh, now she might have embellished a little bit, but she's a great storyteller.
Listen.
Let me tell you what, Khloe Kardashian comes out looking like the best person in the documentary by a long shot. I said, first of all, she left herself a toxic man, but she was in them trenches with him.
Yeah.
On drugs. The other woman came to her as a woman and said, your husband was smashing me over the weekend, but I think he's sick. Can you come pick him up? Okay. See you later. Melissa and I were talking about that, and she watched the end of the documentary, and she said, where the part about it where he said he'd been clean? Because when the documentary ended, it just ended.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he was like, oh, you know, you faded black. Lamar been clean since April of 2024. Since 27th, 2026.
Right.
He been clean since last week. I didn't see that.
When he said, where the hell did he say he was? He said, I did a big old line. I mean, it did the action. I said, oh, he's a pro. And they used the sound multiple times. He said, and I look up and Kris Jenner was standing right there. I said, I felt bad for Khloe realizing how young she was getting wrapped
24.
Up. 24. I said, and she really held that nigga down. And the fact that she said, when I realized that he had been playing with me.
Whole time.
And that he just wanted this lifestyle and he was willing to just send me through it. I said, that nigga really didn't care. He was like, I want the reality TV show.
Yes.
I want to be famous.
And the way the Kardashians are, you could have fooled me. Mm. I thought Kris Jenner was at the helm. And Lamar was like, and no. Then they cut to him. He was like,
He's like, yeah, what?
He did not discount nor dispute nothing. The only thing he pushed back on was, my dad didn't do that. But the way they set it up, it was like, I don't know if you're the person I'm trusting in the Lamar Odom documentary. Lamar Odom?
Yeah, you don't remember shit.
You don't know.
And he said, yeah, there's a lot of things in life I don't remember.
Crack. And he had like 7 strokes, 10 heart attacks, some crazy number like that. Like the fact that he is alive today, April 11th, is a testament to God's grace. Because he should have been dead, sleeping in his grave.
Oh, he was.
Overdosed on penis pills from the gas station.
I said, oh my God, that's what it was? And why would you take, did he think it was candy? Because she said he liked candy. So yeah. Maybe he thought it was them spicy bean, what's them things?
Boston Big Beans?
Is that the ones that's the candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have thought it was those.
I don't think they're spicy though. Maybe it's a different candy you're talking about.
Okay.
What do you mean spicy candy?
It's a bean. It's got a little kick to it. It's Boston baked beans.
Okay.
He might have thought it was those or lemon heads and just shot them in his mouth. Them plates, when they show the videos of them brothels, oh I Red said, Hots. How?
Red Hot.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you.
Red Hot. Somebody in Patreon asks, is Lamar Odom even 50 yet? Lamar Odom is 46 years old.
God, dog.
You guys.
All right. Take it easy. Also, I didn't realize how severe his health problems were. Like, had to learn to walk again. Lamar Odom was talking, or I mean, Chloe was nursing him back to health in that video. And she's like, here's your son. And he was like, It was rough. And then the doggone brothel owner, they was like, okay, we got to go to the brothel owner on some secret stuff. We don't want him to tell what happened. And the guy was like, you don't know this brothel owner. Cut to Good Morning America.
Yes.
Featuring the brothel owner's new book, How to Have Sex Outside of Vegas. He sold that picture in the receipts from Lamar Odom. That man couldn't sell that stuff faster. He was too happy to tell all Lamar Odom's truth. Also, I didn't know that prostitution wasn't legal in Vegas. I thought that was true for 30 years.
Well, this is what I did too. I was like, oh, the hoes can't be hoeing like that. Yeah. What these brothels were the most
yuck.
And the women, God bless them. Yeah. I said, how is a nigga's dick doing
Angel.
Anything?
Those if I went in there looking for sex and then these are the sex available people, it's like, oh.
You don't want to play spades.
Yeah, I just, actually, it's kind of like if you was hungry and somebody was like, yeah, I have cream corn sandwiches with beans, bread made of beans. And they've also been on the ground. I'd be like, no, I'm not so hungry anymore.
They came to the door, and she was like a little Asian woman. And this is Mary. Hey. Hey. And they just walked with their little butts to the bar. I was like,
I don't want no sex no more.
I was like, is that, you think.
It's just an available whole sex.
No.
You can have some of this hole if you want. She pulls a cigarette out of it. No, why was that in there?
It just looks so nasty.
Oh, my face was all torn up. Like, man, how are these things even in business?
Well, man, see, he said some of them were just a trailer. Just a trailer. What? You honestly couldn't find anybody in a actual populace to let you do stuff.
And you got millions of dollars.
Oh, he just wanted somewhere he could do drugs in peace.
And that's it.
She said, either you go to rehab for 3 months or we're getting a divorce. All right, bitch. I'm going to go fuck Mary in the desert. And do some coke.
I'm not going to rehab for 3 seconds. I'm having butt sex off of gasoline pills. High off crack.
High off crack. Are they going to let me do coke in the rehab? Then fuck all this. Because what? No.
I'm not doing nothing. Yeah. I'm not doing nothing.
Said, if I don't have that powdered milk. Okay, I want the powder mix.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing nothing.
All right, y'all. I'm going to let you go. Patreon, I'm going to answer some questions for another 15-20 about the airport. Everybody who's not on Patreon, we love you and support you. Get tickets to Angel's tour. Is this going to cause an argument tour? On tour this June. Yes, sir. Join our Patreon, currently airing the Unruly Cousins archery show. Check that out. We got another episode coming in May for you. We're trying to find. We got one WNBA player lined up. Looking for another one. So
we don't have to.
Fingers crossed. And that's it. God bless you. God keep you. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
All right, Patreon. I got you for another, 15, 20. I got to pee and I got to poop.
Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.